here in Kenton, Ohio. Woo! I tell you what, I thank God for every time we get to come together in a service. I thank God that we get to rejoice in the Lord. I thank God that He strengthens us every time. I'm telling you that if you will open your spirit to it, you will leave here with a deposit from the Lord that will strengthen you for the days ahead. And I want you to know something, that every time you take time to come and serve God and worship God, I'm telling you that your Father is extremely aware of it, and your Father is blessed by it, and He partners with you every day that you go forward. So this morning, we're just going to rest in the Lord. We're going to cast our cares upon Him, amen, because He cares for us. And we're just going to rejoice in the goodness of the Lord's hand on our life. Amen? Amen. Praise God.
of faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steady.
Yeah.
hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Sing that again.
What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name.
say keep working. Whatever it is, keep walking through it. Whatever it is, I've got you. Whatever it is, I'm working on your behalf behind the scenes that you don't even see, that you don't even know. I'm working on your behalf. Don't give up. Don't sit down. Don't wallow in it. Don't cry about it. Don't speak death on your life. Because know that I am a God that will do what he says he will do. If I made you a promise, I will bring it to pass. Stand on my word. Stand strong. Don't be a victim of the enemy. He comes to seek who he may devour. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't be a victim of the enemy. But come, come to my feet and let me give you strength when you have none. Let me yoke up with you because my yoke is easy. I'll carry the weight. Come to me. I'm going to get you through this. Don't sit down. Don't quit, but keep walking through it. And you're going to see things on the other side that I've promised you if you don't quit.
Excuse me for a minute, but I'm just all to say. It might not be okay, but it's not my heart. And no one else can tell you what the Lord has done for me. It's my take all day, so I better start right now. And it might get loud. Coming down, down, down. It might get loud. It might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. It might get loud.
Sing it again.
It might get loud. The night's coming down, down, down.
praise. Gonna be quiet about my praise. How about you?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We serve a good God who's done so much for us that it shouldn't bother us a bit to shout out his praises to
amen,
him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Praise it not might get loud. It's gonna get loud.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm gonna praise him as much as I want.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We should really show you some of the worship team's bloopers sometimes.
Yeah.
Because on the, I'm going to tell on Logan because y'all know he's the total package. So we got this, that part that says it may not be on key. Well, he was singing it not on key one time when we were practicing. It was like the funniest thing ever.
What?
When you sang it off key, it might not be on key, but it's from my, and it was off key. It was beautiful.
It was
beautiful.
Wonderful, huh?
Listen, our humanity.
There's room in the song for mistakes.
That's right.
Right there. Amen. In the second line.
Our humanity shines through, and God's grace shines through. And Logan hardly Amen. Ever messes up. I can tell you more about mine than I can tell you about anybody's. But we won't
Amen.
Do that today. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. So, what do we got going on? We've got Christmas Eve.
Well, Christmas Eve service is coming up.
Yep.
And it is going to be beautiful.
It's going to be awesome.
Because we got people singing, and
yep.
it's going to be a good time. Then we're going to do a little communion.
Yep.
And then we have the lighting of candles.
Yep.
Just in honor of the Lord and his birth and the stars. And it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be awesome. So 6 o'clock on Friday night, Christmas Eve. And then we will not have our midweek service on Thursday. The Ooh. Friday night will replace the Thursday night service. So please remember that. Amen. And then we're going to have our regular Thursday evening service the following week. And then we'll be back on no special service next week. Right?
Right.
Okay. I think, is that all I got to do? Is that all I got to announce? The kids are having their pajama party today.
Whoa,
their Christmas pajama party.
So the kids are happy.
Right. Amen.
So they're ready to go.
Amen. I was going to tell you something. I was going to tell them, Phil, about something. But God's having mercy and grace on
Amen,
your...
Amen, you
Yes, because I can't remember what it
Amen.
Was.
Amen.
Oh, man. You got a list.
Hey, you better
Amen,
watch
Amen, brother.
That.
No, it has to be a good one, though, a clean one. I'm just kidding. Okay. I can't remember.
You
You're
could give
so
me,
lucky.
You could give me kisses, and maybe that would jar your memory.
Sure, at home.
I knew where that was going. Okay, praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and release those kids to get to their pajama party and all that other stuff. Hallelujah. Let them get going.
We have somebody singing down, down, down out there. Who's singing it? She gone. I heard her. Did you hear her? She's still singing a song.
Yeah.
We ended way
Amen.
Too early for her. She's out there still
Don't
singing down,
like
down, down.
Amen.
Get it, girl. Amen.
Praise
Sorry,
the Lord.
I just
No,
heard her.
You're fine.
She set my faith.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to do a little message here for offering this morning, and we're going to look at 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to read to you a little bit here, because it says, Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that my servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me what hast thou in thy house. And she said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, empty, even empty vessels, Borrow not a few. And when thou hast come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons, and thou shalt pour out in all these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, There's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live, thou and thy children of the rest. You know, I wanted to just share this morning for a couple different things, that sometimes in life you run into things that you never expected to run into. I mean, this lady, her and her husband is obviously serving the Lord, and whatever happened to him, we do not know, but certainly she never expected to find herself with two sons that were being threatened to be taken away from her. But the important thing that's powerful here is that oftentimes when we find ourselves in tough situations, we'll allow that situation to shake us and send us off course where we really need to press into God more than ever. See, it's amazing because this lady in this hardship, the first thing she did was go to the prophet. In other words, she doubled down on her faith. She doubled down on what she was believing, what she believed, and what she stood for. And as hard as it was, she took every action step possible to fulfill faith and do something that God could move in. Amen? And so when we get ready to be in situations, sometimes we've got to remember that even when things are going tough and things are not going perfectly the way that we want them, we need to press into God because he will come in the middle of our situation and answer it. I mean, he came in and he canceled the debt, and not only did he cancel the debt, but there is enough there for her and her two sons to live on. And so we need to really make sure that our heart and our faith is to know that God will help us, okay? Yes. And so right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray over tithes and offerings today, Father. Lord, not just for everybody who is going through the perfect moment and having a great go at it, but God, people that are struggling today, people that are having difficulty today, Father, I just want to make sure, God, that they know that faithfulness, being faithful to you, will produce outcomes and will bring things to pass in their life, God. And Lord, we just pray your blessing over this and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, we're going to just get right in here and get started. And first of all, I want to say that I just want to remind you that this season represents the most powerful time of the year, not just because of just the moment that we celebrate, but because it earmarks the three most significant events that have ever happened in humanity. You know, the first most significant thing that's ever happened is that Jesus himself was born. And when Jesus was born, it just ignited something on this earth that has never really been before. And then the second most important thing is that Jesus went to the cross, amen? And we know that because he went to the cross, he fulfilled the destiny that was required by God for each and every one of us to then have salvation. And then the third most important thing that can happen now is that each one of us can get saved because of the work Jesus did. Amen? So I just want to celebrate, and I want to go back and look at the story of Christ here in the Bible. And then I want to look at some things with Joseph there that we've probably never really looked at a lot before. But I just want to... I just want to share these things with you this morning and really think about the power of what God has done and the love that God has released into our lives. You know, first of all, it's a powerful thing to think that here we are, the people that God designed, put in the garden, did all that kind of stuff. And here we are in a situation back then when really we rejected God and went away from everything he had for us. And what's so powerful is that instead of rejecting us, God doubles down and shows us his love for us. Because he said that, hey, I am going to send a son. I'm going to send a child. In other words, who knew that God really meant at that time that he was sending his only begotten son from heaven and giving him such an assignment that he would come to earth for each and every one of us. And so we're just going to look here because I just want to go back and read here in the Bible what it says here when in the book of Luke chapter 1 and verse 27 it says, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. Wow, what a proclamation that God came and spoke, that you are blessed among women. And then it says that immediately here right after that, it says, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary. You know, what I want you to know is that sometimes, especially when you have experiences with God or just in life in general, sometimes fear is going to be a part of it. Now here, Mary is having one of the greatest experiences ever. She's been getting approached by an angel to say, you're going to bring forth a son. But there was some fear in Mary's spirit. And so what I want you to know as people is that when we go about our daily day life and when we go about our faith journey, especially when we are stepping out into things that God is putting in us, because many of you right now have some ideas that you're thinking about stepping out in. You have some things in your spirit that you're thinking about being involved in. And sometimes with that comes a little fear. But I want you to know something, that sometimes the things even that God asks us to do are going to cause us to get so out of our comfort zone that they can have some fear or some worry attached to it. And here we see that that was where Mary was at. She had some fear attached to this thing. But the angel came and comforted her. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with the Lord. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. What an amazing thing that God would be able to keep recorded, so to speak, life and humanity to the point where he would have great direction to where Jesus was coming into. If the Lord can take and make such great direction and make sure that Jesus was coming into the bloodline of David, then I want you to be assured today that the Lord made direct, clear guidelines of where he wanted you to be. Now, the big difference between if you're going to be successful being where God wants you to be or not is, have you then returned that situation to God and said, hey, for what the Lord has done for me, I am going to make my clear guidelines to the Lord in such a way that I'm going to focus, I'm going to pursue, and I'm going to make sure nothing shakes me from following God. I'm going to make sure nothing can shake me from being in pursuit of him, looking after him, reading the word, asking him what he wants me to do. I'm going to be in pursuit of the Lord just like he was in pursuit of me. because God so placed Jesus in such a strategic place that he would be able to fulfill the destinies that were needed to touch our life, that we now have to make sure that we're the people that are saying, hey, regardless of what, I'm going to fight through, I'm going to shake it off, I'm going to make the decisions that are necessary, but as for me, I'm going to make 100% certain that I'm in pursuit of the Lord like he was in pursuit of me. And then it says, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his son David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and over the and over his kingdom shall there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that thy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. You know, every now and then I love scriptures like this. I love a scripture that is so far out of our reign of thinking that it's hard for us to fathom it. And for us to have to sit here and see that a lady is expecting the Spirit of God to just touch her and by his touch cause her to be impregnated. Man, I tell you what, I love to see scriptures like that. You want to know why? Because I like to challenge us to get out of the natural realm. I like to challenge us to think, what have we really asked God to do and help us with that would take faith beyond just, okay, I can physically see this and I can handle this. See, sometimes we do things and we want to do them in a parameter that is exciting for us because we can handle it and we know how to do it and it's something we can put our hands on. But here's what I'm telling you. Oftentimes we need to put ourselves in a position where the Lord himself must move on our behalf and we can see something happen because God does it. Amen? I want us to be a people that make sure that we press into God and can and do those things the way that he would do them. And it was amazing here because the Lord gave her a confirmation that she could be pregnant because her cousin was pregnant, and her cousin had lived her whole life, which was Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. She had lived her whole life childless, barren, and without. And all of a sudden, boom, she's pregnant. Mary's pregnant. Mary goes to visit her, and it says that as soon as Mary walks in to the house, boom, the baby that was in Elizabeth's stomach leaps in her womb, and it's just a fantastic moment for them to be able to see what happens and experience what God has. And I'm going to go over here right now to the book of Matthew, because this is one that we don't normally look at too often. In the book of Matthew, I want us to see what happened to Joseph. And it says in Matthew chapter 1:18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Now, what that means is that Joseph was in a situation where here his espoused wife Mary ends up pregnant. And back then, can you imagine what Mary and Joseph went through? Can you imagine the ridicule and the downing and the difficulty that they went through? Sometimes we think we go through difficulty in life, and we do. But here is the mother of Jesus, and here's her husband. And I'm telling you right now that people are talking about the fact that they know that they haven't, you know, been together as husband and wife. And so Joseph has some decisions on his hands because people were speaking to Joseph. And it says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which by interpretation is God with us. Can you imagine Joseph sharing with Mary that he had a visitation from an angel and that they were going to get married and that they were doing this because God had spoken to him, just like God had spoken to her, and then they went on the journey and did it? And what a powerful thing that we, as a result, get to have God with us. Isn't that amazing? That he would bring forth Jesus and God is with us in a way that he was not before. Amen? It's amazing because now we have a Father in heaven. We have the Holy Spirit that's all over the earth for us. And we have Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, but that's in our heart and that works with us all the time and that has brought all this to pass so that you and I could press into him and have him move on our behalf. I think it's critical for us to realize and recognize that what we need to do and make sure is that we are recalibrating this year. Over the last year or two, there has just been so much going on and so much at large, and there has been so much division and strife. Who would have known that a COVID virus and even vaccines could come and even cause division and strife in the church? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise, amen. Praise Jesus. But listen to me. We really need to make sure that we get a refreshed look at this thing and a refreshed look at salvation and remind ourselves what we're really here for. See, I want to remind you that at the end of his life, when Jesus did all that he was supposed to do as our Lord and Savior, you know, he went up to heaven. And what's so powerful is that he left us his most holy words at the end of that time. Amen? And I'm going to get ready to read them for you in just a minute. But I just want to speak to you on these topics because it's very critical for us. It is time for the church to make sure that we are back to prayer, that we're back to fasting, and that we're back to reading the gospel. And I also want you to know that it is critical that there are some things that we are involved in that really, they're not even the message of what we're supposed to be a part of. Now, there's some things that we can be involved in, but they're not the will of God for us to be involved in. Because any time we would do anything that would cause us to offend our brethren in such a way that we couldn't witness to Christ about them, then we've crossed lines over stuff that just doesn't mean anything. Amen?
Yeah.
So if you have a brother or a cousin or a brother-in-law or a friend, and you guys have argued so deep about the vaccine that you can't even open up a conversation and talk Christ, or they used to call you and ask for prayer, and now they don't want your prayers, then understand this. We have went way farther across the line than we should have ever went. Amen?
Amen.
And so this is the perfect time of year where we should be remembering what Christ is all about, remembering what life is all about, and making sure that we are critically moving back to God and letting God be the Lord of our life like he always has been. Amen? And it is interesting because It is interesting because when we think about this, God with us. I mean, Jesus went to the cross, and then Jesus was born, then he went to the cross. And what that did was that opened up everything for us to be back into relationship with our Lord and Savior like before we could not have. Amen? Now we have the right to call, to pray directly in his name. Now we have the right to walk directly into the Lord and see his goodness. Amen? Now, I also wanted to just mention the fact that the greatest thing about what's happening is that the Lord himself was able to give us an example of what should happen for the believer. Okay? Not only should we walk out our destiny here, but when we finish our destiny here, we should be able to walk right into heaven. Amen? And so we're just going to look for a few minutes because I really want us to understand that the Lord God has moved on our behalf and has made things available for us that we want to make sure that we grab a hold of. And so we're just going to look here in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded thee. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Praise God. First of all, I want you to know something, that this is one of the last things that Jesus did right before he got to go to heaven. And our confirmation that his life is worth us chasing after is the very fact that he was born, he went to the cross, was resurrected, and then when he finished his work, he went to heaven. Amen? And I want you to know that you have been born and then born again. So what is so magnificent is that just like Jesus was born supernaturally, in a way, when you're born again, you are born supernaturally. Amen? The Holy Ghost comes, does a work on you, and turns you into who you are and causes you to be who you are today. Amen? And we want to make sure that we follow pursuit after that, because now us being saved, we know that we can finish our course with the Lord, and then one day we're going to go to heaven. Amen? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to share something with you that it says right here in Psalms 103. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles." You know, I just wanted to kind of share this with you and just share that the Lord forgives all our iniquities and he heals all our diseases. and he doesn't want us to forget these benefits. He redeems us from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. I just pray that today our youth would be renewed. I just pray that today we would remember what God has done for us. And I pray that today we would be so thankful for the fact that next week we're going to celebrate Christmas in honor of Jesus. Amen. And we're just going to be thankful that he came and he did an amazing work and he did it so that we could be redeemed and he paid the price so that we could live. Amen? Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just declare your glory, Father. Lord, I just speak over your goodness that's upon our lives, Father. I speak, Lord, over your healing power that's upon us, God. And Lord, I just speak and give great thanks, God, for what you did sending Jesus to set us free, Lord, so that we can live life saved, redeemed, and blessed, God. And Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that, God, you would just strengthen us, God. That, God, you would just cause us to be blessed, Father. Coming and going, that God, you would handle every situation that we have in life. God, that every difficulty that comes our way, you would master it, Father, and you would show us how to walk through it and come out on the other side. God, that you would just continue to bless us, keep us, protect us, Father, and I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we got some prayer requests here. Father, we just put Sophia before you, God. And God, we just curse this coughing and this sickness with this fever, Father. And Lord, we just ask you, God, to just loose healing power into her right now in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray over Doug's earache and sore throat, God. Father, we pray that healing would come. And that, Father, you would just strengthen him in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, now we pray for Candace Keller, Lord God. And God, we pray concerning COVID, Lord God, and pneumonia, Father. Lord, we curse COVID and pneumonia, Father. And Lord, we ask for her breathing to become normal and for all of her health to be restored and all of these symptoms to go in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Melissa's aunt, Brenda, God, that she's suffering from dehydration. And Lord, we just pray for Brenda that she would be healed. And God, that salvation would be hers, Father. Lord, that she would just know you and be touched by you and be changed, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, Father, right now we pray for Carol's stepmom, and God, we just pray for the burns that are on her body. Wow. And Lord, where she is in Washington, we just pray for the healing power of God to go, Father, and just touch her. Lord, we pray over her breathing. We pray over her processes, God, when they do skin grafts, that she would be blessed, God. And we just pray for Linda and her healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I hope that you guys have a super blessed week and that you enjoy Christmas. And I'll be up here to pray for anybody that needs prayer. And I want you to just go and have a great, great week. Baptism last week was awesome, man. We had a good time. We had 8 people get baptized. So, hey, God bless you.